Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people don't like it, others do. Either way, it's okay. All you've got to say is not today. Thank you.
Well, hello there. How are you? I hope you're all right. I've got some nice stuff for you in today's show, I think. We've got grass mud horses. Chinese ones at that. And we've got an old cat of mine. And we've got Amal Rajan talking about lockdown shows. Who'd make a lockdown show? You'd have to be some kind of an idiot. Anyway, let's trudge valiantly through this, shall we? Happy Friday, everyone. Well, here's a jolly story for you. Private equity firms that aggressively bought up companies are now aggressively taking government bailouts. They're holding their companies' employees to ransom, effectively, saying they'll lay them all off in order to secure access to loans that are 80% guaranteed by the state. It's disaster capitalism. At its worst, it's a quick, aggressive looting of huge amounts of public money. It's a dirty, raw smash and grab. It's behaviour that no individual would ever display on a personal level. But somehow, the false respectability, actually, it's the kind of the sheer remove of it, with the shiny suits and the buildings and the notepaper and the money, the raw, angry money, makes it all seem acceptable. It's like that famous psychology experiment where, you know, you get someone and they press a button and the guy gets electrocuted. It's the remove. What an irony. In the model of capitalism, we need to remove the distancing between our actions and our actions' effects, whether it's stealing money from people via government bailout schemes, which is what that is, or buying some stupid little gadget that we don't need and we secretly know is probably causing the pollution of a river in China. I'm saying this because there's a lot of talk right now of people sort of saying, well, now's not the time. Now, we've just got to get through this. Now's not the time to be. We just need to support the government and we need to get through. But we know from past experience that we will never get that money back if we shell it out now. Now is the time, I'm afraid. In the case of these rapacious scoundrels, now is really awfully very much the time, because we will never claw that money back. There'll be years in court arguing some contrived interpretation of corporate law. Now, before we give it all to these thieves, is the time. More broadly, and perhaps just a little bit more optimistically, what the capitalists should perhaps fear is that we're getting used to this. Last week, I feel, generally, was harder than this week for a lot of us, wasn't it? Definitely not all of us. But most of us, you know, I don't know. It felt easier this week. I think we're acclimatizing to this. Now, I know most of us, probably when this ends, most of us will probably go back to the old ways. But, you know, if even 10% of us manage to implement some fairly drastic changes in our lives and the way we run them, it could have a massively good impact on the planet. We have to go forwards, not back. Today marks an incredible day in UK history. For 3 weeks now, we haven't used any coal in the UK to generate power. That's the longest interval of time, 21 days, since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. That is a big deal. We're even having to switch off some solar and wind plants because they're generating too much energy. Well, here's an idea! How about we use those plants to make hydrogen? Splitting the oxygen and hydrogen out of water that we could then burn, and it would just make water vapor, and we could burn it when we needed it to generate electricity. Guys, I bang a tin tray on my head for a living and I figured this one out. You guys have to think about this all the time. It's your job. Here's Amor Rajan.
Amor Rajan. Media. Amor Rajan. Media.
Show.
Amor Rajan here. Now, with the media industry on lockdown, broadcasters are racking their brains to find ways of bringing their programs to the world while everyone is in isolation. Rumor has it that the next series of Killing Eve is just silent footage of the two women drinking red wine on their respective couches and Googling each other. But a new genre has emerged, the lockdown show. Radio 4 pioneered it with Now Wash Your Hands, which came across as a little bit too needy for my taste, but a raft of others followed. Susan Kalman in her back garden, euphemism, but also Russell Howard, Joel Dommett, Matt Lucas, Ramesh Ranganathan, and every other one of that lot. Rumour has it that Panorama is rebranding as Lavatory Panorama and will be hosted by Jeremy Vine on his toilet, using an iPhone 7. But what is the exit strategy for broadcasters and that as the lockdown eases? Is it possible that just as the gears of the media machine finally start cranking up for a lockdown show, the lockdown will end and broadcasters end up with 11 weeks of commissions of people's webcams while everyone's out in the sunshine? Just imagine. They're just like kids in detention. Fanciful conceit. To be honest, I didn't write this, but I must say I had some thoughts like this by myself with no one helping. Also, later on in the show, I'll be talking to rapper and occasional actor Idris Elba and his brother Tennis about the new series of Lufa and how they are filming it on his iPhone X, which for my money is not worth the bounce from an 8 Plus. That's it from me. I'm off to spend some time with my lovely wife, an absolute stunner, although she has started lying recently. She said that the sourdough she made used yeast spores, what's come out of the air. Do me a favour, Mrs. Rajan. You cannot flummox him quite so easily with such far-fetched nonsense. If there was yeast in the air, then we'd have baps for bogeys. I don't think so, wifelet. Nice try. Amor out.
Amor Rajan Media
Show.
Well, it's time for the Not Today, Thank You, Home School. And today we're going to learn about grass mud horses with Owen. Now, she knows an awful lot about Chinese. And if you speak fluent Chinese, if you are Chinese, you might want to sort of take a breath before you hear this one, because it's really interesting. And also potentially really filthy, but only in Chinese, so we should be okay. Here she is.
Okay, everyone, welcome to Chinese Linguistics and Culture 101. Of course, your regular professor couldn't be here today, so as your TA, I will be stepping in, and we will be talking about memes and swearing. So Chinese is a tonal language, which means besides being concerned about how to pronounce a word, you also have to consider your inflection, because that also decides the word's meaning. In the most common dialect, Mandarin, there are four tones. The first tone is even, so think of a straight line, ma. The second tone is a rising tone, so as if you were asking a question, ma. The third tone falls and then rises, ma. And the fourth tone is a short, falling tone, ma. Chinese wordplay uses tones a lot by using the same pronunciation of an intended word, but differing the tones. A huge example of this is the grass mud horse, an internet meme from 2009. It started as a music video of a children's choir singing about the mythical grass mud horse, or cao ni ma, in front of a bunch of stock footage of alpacas. But if you use the fourth, third, and first tones respectively instead for cao ni ma, you end up saying something very rude about somebody's mom. The music video also features the river crab, or he xie, which sounds very similar to the word for harmonize, he xie, which refers to Chinese bloggers saying, in a tongue-in-cheek way, but their content is harmonized when it is removed by censors. Crab is also slang in Chinese for a bully, so the river crab became a symbol of censorship backed by a threat of force. Protesters were able to beat Chinese censors this way and post an, at face value, innocent children's song about the grass mud horse versus the river crabs that speaks out against media censorship in China, and as many memes do, became a huge thing that sparked more art and content about it.
I love that. That's brilliant. Thanks very much, Owen, for that. If you've got a homeschool lesson that's, you know, around about 30 seconds, then do send it to nottoday@swanburst.com. We've sort of come to that point of the week where it's time to say goodbye, and I'm never entirely comfortable with that. I don't like leaving you alone at the weekends at the moment. It would be different in the old times. Do you remember? Ha! I wanted to do a thing. We never got round to it. I was going to do it for Now Wash Your Hands. I was going to do like a VH1, like I Love the 80s. It was going to be called I Love February. Ah, oh, guys, do you remember shoes? Do you remember? Oh, yeah. So you had one for each foot, but they were like quite hard, like on the bottom. And that's because outdoors, surfaces are actually quite hard. And you'd wear these shoes literally everywhere you went. Oh, God, it was brilliant. And rucksacks. Do you remember that? Like they were, so it's like a material. It's like it's a bag. And you'd have to put all the things that you thought you might need for that day inside it. And then you'd carry all of those things around with you because you go out of the house for literally the day. Oh, February. It was absolutely mad. Ooh, I love February. Anyway, it's not those times, is it? It's blooming weird times, and we're all feeling a bit weird. And I don't like leaving you alone for the weekend. It genuinely troubles me. So I hope you'll be all right. I know you'll be all right, but you know, just so you know, I'll be thinking of you. Get through it. Try to enjoy what you can. Carbs are really great. I'm a big fan of carbs. Anyway, I thought, what could I leave you with that might, you know, give you a little lift? This is really old. This is one from the archive. So I used to do sketches on Sean Keaveney's breakfast show on Six Music. This was in 2007 to 2009, I think. And at the time, I had a cat, a very wonderful cat. Her name was Maisie. And the trouble was that, you know what cats are like. They're very full of beans first thing in the morning. And I would go downstairs, much as the same way as I make this podcast, I would first thing in the morning go down to my little home studio and record. And she'd be like, oh, cool, it's chatting time. Every time I tried to record something, and she just wrecked take after take after take, to the point where I started sort of compiling them. So here's a little compilation of my cat, Maisie, possibly with her brother Chester, just destroying my life over a series of mornings about 10 years ago. She's a wonderful cat. I do miss her. Anyway, take care of yourselves. Take it easy. And lots of love. And I'll see you on Monday. Bye.
An ancient Guatemalan tribal ritual known as the Chinese burn. Shush! Time for the first challenge.
Please.
Colder than outer space, a vacuum 10 times stronger than on the moon, with enough
Shut up, Maisie.
You promise? For the heart, Michael Jackson, is the pathway to the mind.
Maisie, shut up. Please shut up.
Have a good weekend.
Chester, shut up. Shush.
You said you're a delicate creature.
And you were recent.
A man called Sergeant.
Oh, shut up.
Well, the credit crunch continues, and Europe's gone to pot. My mate have gone. Shut up, Maisie.
I haven't got the time.
Great.
Shut up, Maisie, for God's sake. Christmas is coming.
Jose Luis Hernandez. Jose Luis Hernandez. Jose Luis
Hernandez. Is it time to go out?
Yeah. Anyone soft enough to... Shush!
Shut up! Save me.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.